And it's time now for our weekly theater review with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Good to see you, Judy.
Good to be here, Tom.
So Cockpit in Court, it's a summer staple in these parts. They've got a production of Avenue Q. As I recall, it won the 2004 Tony Award, and it was a rather unconventional choice at the time. Why was that?
Well, largely because all of the characters, except three, are played by Muppet-style puppets. And these are puppets that are in very adult situations. There is some puppet nudity. There is puppet sex, which is very tricky because these puppets are only from the waist up. There's nothing below the waist, but they do it anyway. And it has songs like "The Internet is for Porn" and "Schadenfreude." It's not exactly "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning."
I should say.
No. This show has a book by Jeff Woody, a score by Robert Lopez and Jeff Marks, and it got its start in 2002 as a staged reading at the Eugene O'Neill Theater Center, where I spent several decades teaching criticism. A year later, it opened on Broadway. It ran for more than 6 years on Broadway.
Yeah, and good long run.
Well, and then a month after it closed on Broadway, it reopened off Broadway, and it's still running. Next month, it celebrates its 15th anniversary. They're going to do 15 anniversary performances with celebrity guests, including some original cast members. So here's what the show's about. It's set in a rundown New York neighborhood that is occupied mostly by struggling 20 and 30-somethings. There's a would-be stand-up comic and his girlfriend. There's a closeted gay banker and his roommate. There's a kindergarten teaching assistant who is covered with fur. The latest resident is a recent college grad. His name is Princeton, and he is trying to find his purpose in life. So let's listen.
Aren't we all?
Yes, that's true. Let's listen to a bit of Josh Schoff as Princeton. He is singing Princeton's first song.
What do you do with a BA in English? What is my life going to be? 4 years of college and plenty of knowledge have earned me this useless degree. I can't pay the bills yet, 'cause I have no skills yet. The world is a big, scary place.
That's Josh Schoff. He's in Avenue Q at Cockpit in Court over in Essex. So, Judy, this is a mature puppet show. I actually interviewed the folks who were in this at the Hippodrome a few years back. You mentioned that the protagonist is searching for his purpose. What other serious themes does this puppet show tackle? It takes on the big stuff sometimes.
It does. It does. One of the themes is racism. There's a song called "Everyone's a Little Bit Racist." The kindergarten teaching assistant who's covered with fur is a type of monster. Her name is Kate Monster. And she and Princeton start the song, and then they're joined by the stand-up comic's girlfriend, who is Japanese, and the character of Gary Coleman. Yes, that Gary Coleman.
Oh, that Gary Coleman.
I need to explain this. So he was the actor in the TV show Different Strokes. In Avenue Q, that character is always played by an African-American woman. Just another weird quirk in this show. But getting back to themes, homophobia is a theme in this show. It stems from the character of Rob denying that he's gay. His roommate Nikki sings to him, "If You Were Gay." There's not too much about politics, interestingly enough, although homelessness figures into the second act. And the last song has the repeated refrain, "It's only for now." And then there's a list of things that are only for now. So when the show was originally on Broadway, George Bush was only for now. This production says Trump is only for now. And that got applause the night I was at Cockpit in Court. Loneliness and the difficulty of finding love is another theme. Kate Monster has a very touching number at the end of the first act that's inspired by her unrequited love for Princeton. Let's listen to Claire Kneebone as Kate Monster.
There's a fine, fine line between together and not. And there's a fine, fine line between what you wanted and what you got. You've got to go after the things you want while you're still in your prime.
That's Claire Kneebone in Cockpit in Court's production of Avenue Q. So, Judy, tell us about the puppetry in this production. Obviously, a very, very important dimension. It requires some extra skills on the part of the performers, right? They're not just acting. They got to do the puppets.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know I'm a big puppetry fan.
Yes.
The puppets here look just like the originals because they were constructed and rented from a company called Character Translations, Inc. That company creates them for the company that licenses this show. Also, I should say the program has a disclaimer that the show is not authorized or approved by Jim Henson Company or Sesame Workshop. In any event, the similarities are clearly intentional. A couple of the original cast members were Sesame Street veterans, and they're using a very recognizable type of puppet. It's a combination rod and hand puppet. A few of the puppets in the show are operated by two puppeteers. The puppeteers are dressed in black. The key to getting this puppetry right is if you're watching the puppet and not the puppeteer. And that can take some training to achieve. Josh Starkey, who plays Rod, the closeted gay banker, is really a standout as a puppeteer. I was focused on that puppet from the very beginning, and he was also a very good singer. And most of the cast sings in voices very similar to the original Broadway actors, and of course they're trying to be similar to that show with the disclaimer. So some of the voices are a little bit higher than their normal voices. They're all overly expressive voices. Claire Kneebone, who we just heard, is very sweet as Kate Monster. Josh Schoff, we also heard, does a nice job as this confused recent college grad. The cast in general is pretty good. They're directed by Todd Starkey, who's the father of Josh, who plays Rod, and of the choreographer for this show, Elise Starkey. He has a few too many blackouts in the production. Musical direction is by R. Christopher Rose, and he has some very strong voices in his cast. Some of the choral work was a little bit off the night I went. Interestingly, the Starkeys aren't the only family involved in this production. Stanton Zacher and Suzanne Zacher, who play two of the non-puppet characters, are married in real life. Yeah, Suzanne, isn't that interesting?
Family affairs.
Community
all over
theater.
The place.
It's great. Yeah. Suzanne plays the Japanese character with an accent that sometimes was a little too thick to understand.
So you mentioned that the show takes place in a rundown neighborhood. How about the set? What's that look like?
Well, it's three rundown row houses. The middle one is boarded up. The set is designed by Bob Denton. There's a small video screen at the top of the set, and there's some animation that we see on that screen, some definitions. Schadenfreude is spelled out phonetically. One of the cute effects comes near the beginning. It's sort of part puppetry and part props and part set. The packing boxes in Princeton's new apartment come alive when he's searching for his purpose. And the actors also make good use of the whole theater at Cockpit and Court. They come down the aisles in a number called The Money Song. The look of this production is first rate.
So Cockpit and Court, they've been around for decades. They usually do family-friendly fare. How about this one? Is there a caveat that we should offer families?
Yes, they have printed a caveat in their brochure, and here's what it says. Avenue Q contains adult language and situations addressed humorously through puppetry and is not suitable for younger audiences. So that pretty much sums it up. When I saw the show on Broadway, I called the ending. The ending is the idea, the only for now idea, sort of don't sweat it. And I called that ending a carpe diem cop-out. And it still is. But it's a fun show, and it is a tad daring for Cockpit's main stage musical, but this is a proven, award-winning show, and Cockpit definitely does it justice.
Good for you, and good for them. So if you want to check it out, leave the kids at home and come to Cockpit in Court. Avenue Q is there until the 1st of July. I guess that's Sunday, right? Is that this Sunday? It is, I think it is. Next week, Judy, we're going to talk about the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. They are also a staple of summer fair. What are they doing this?
Absolutely, and they are doing their outdoor summer production, A Midsummer Night's Dream, at the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park.
All right, the best-named theater in the world. All right, Judy, good to see you, and thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We want to thank Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features a variety of sandwiches and salads. It's all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That's it for us today. Tomorrow, my guest is General Michael Hayden. He's the former director of the CIA and the National Security Agency in the Bush administration. And he's the author of an important and disturbing new book. It's called The Assault on Intelligence, American National Security in an Age of Lies. General Hayden described an intelligence community that is at risk, whose mission is challenged by the current president's refusal to acknowledge facts and by his harsh and undisciplined rhetoric. General Michael Hayden coming up tomorrow on Midday. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening today. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.